Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today we're talking about one of the first female members of the British Parliament, who used her position to push for gender equal legislation. Please welcome Eleanor Rathbone. Eleanor was born in London on May 12, 1872. From a young age, she grew up in the world of politics. Her father, William, was a liberal member of Parliament, and often entertained other politicians and intellectuals. In 1893, at the age of 21, Eleanor left home to study at Somerville College, Oxford. There, she studied classics and was allegedly nicknamed the philosopher by her peers. When Eleanor realized that her college refused to give degrees to female students, she took matters into her own hands. She joined a group of women called the Steamboat Ladies, who sailed to Dublin to get honorary degrees from Trinity College. After graduating, Eleanor worked alongside her father, investigating the working conditions of industrial Liverpool. After his death, Eleanor continued her work in the city. She volunteered for the Liverpool Central Relief Society, where she dedicated her time to helping families in poverty improve and change their living conditions. In the 1890s, Eleanor became a supporter of the women's rights movement, which she saw as integral to widespread social reform. In 1895, she was appointed secretary of the Liverpool Women's Suffrage Society, as well as the Women's Industrial Council. Eleanor didn't agree with radical tactics to promote women's suffrage, and instead pushed a more moderate approach. In 1906, the Liverpool City Council opened its elected positions to women. In 1909, Eleanor ran and was elected as an independent candidate, a position she held until 1935. In 1913, she co-founded the Liverpool Women Citizens Organization to promote the involvement of women in politics. When World War I broke out, Eleanor organized an association to help wives and other dependents. She continued that work when soldiers returned home. She saw that mothers were struggling to provide for families and advocated for the installment of a family wage system. This method would pay family allowances directly to mothers, helping them to support their children and simultaneously fighting against the notion that men had to be the breadwinners. In 1918, at the end of World War I, British women over the age of 30 got the right to vote. That same year, Eleanor established the 1918 Club. The following year, Eleanor became president of the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies and renamed it the National Union of Societies for Equal Citizenship. In 1922, Eleanor ran for British Parliament. She lost that year, but was elected in 1929 as an independent member for the combined English universities. She was one of the first women to hold a position in Parliament. There, Eleanor continued her lifelong activism. In her first speech, she criticized British colonialism and its anti-feminism, She specifically called out the inhumane practice of female genital mutilation in Kenya. As the Great Depression loomed, she campaigned for the people's rights to cheaper milk and better benefits for dependents of the unemployed. Eleanor was also one of the first politicians to warn of the danger of fascist uprisings across Europe. She spoke candidly about her disappointment in British neutrality concerning politics in Germany, Spain, Italy, and Czechoslovakia. She joined a non-sectarian anti-Nazi council to support human rights and set up a parliamentary committee that took up individual refugee cases throughout the war. At one point, Eleanor allegedly tried to charter a ship to cross the blockade of Spain and rescue Republicans from the country. Later, in the early 1940s, Eleanor devoted resources to getting Jewish people out of Poland. In 1945, Eleanor finally saw her fight for family allowances put into law by the Labor Party with the Family Allowance Act. However, it was initially passed on the stipulation that the allowance be paid to fathers rather than the mothers she fought for. Eleanor's rage was short-lived. The bill was contested by many women in Parliament and was amended within the year to be paid to mothers. Eleanor died suddenly of a heart attack on January 2, 1946. 40 years later, a blue plaque was dedicated to her by the Greater London Council at her former residence. It calls her the pioneer of family allowances. She was also honored, along with 58 other women suffrage supporters, on the plinth of a statue commemorating fellow suffragist leader Millicent Fawcett in London in 2018. All month, we're talking about politicians. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our newsletter, Womanica Weekly. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica. And follow me directly on Twitter at Jenny M. Kaplan. Special thanks to my favorite sister and co-creator, Liz Kaplan. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.